Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Emergency podcast happily released as we roll into December 2021. Maxing out on Max Scherzer. I haven't seen the tabloid headlines, but Mad Max gets mad money. Seems about right. And Mets fans, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Santa Maria. You get a 1-2 punch this year of Scherzer and DeGrom. Takes the sting out of Syndergaard going away, am I right? We will discuss this embarrassment of riches, a series of moves costing the team the gross national product of Yemen. But Steve Cohen said he was in it to win it. And when Steve and Matt said no, by God, Stephen Cohen turned into a Tasmanian devil of cold, hard cash. The Mad Max breakdown is next.
Mets in the morning. Mets in the morning. Oh, yeah. Mets in the morning. Gonna tell you what the Mets are doing. While coffee is brewing now, here's Josh Lewin. Scootily down.
So Max Scherzer's contract going forward, $43 million a year for the next 3 years-ish. And if that's the price of poker, I guess I'll be over here by the slot machines personally. But thank the Lord for an owner with deep pockets and a blazing desire to win a World Series for this city. Josh Lewin with you. And before we break down the Max Scherzer signing and hear from GM Billy Epler, remember, Steve Cohen is an art collector. And by art collector, that does not mean going down Long Island City on a weekend, checking out the farmer's market, and buying some hotel room art at 3 for the price of 2. He's not hanging out at Z Galleries, although I like some of their stuff, to be honest. Point is, if you're a serious art collector, you get stuff like original Picassos, a Rembrandt Van Rijn. And here's a by the way on Rembrandt, that crazy knucklehead. His most famous work is The Night Watch. Very appropriate, since all of us were refreshing Twitter to the point of breaking our thumbs on Sunday night. Scherzer's contract last year, he was finishing up a 7-year deal, getting $36 million last year. And, you know, for his entire 27-year Hall of Fame career, Nolan Ryan made about $25 million. Inflation is fun. Let's do some math. Always fun. As a Met this year, if Scherzer makes 30 starts, which we all expect him to do, 100 pitches per start, that's 3,000 pitches in the regular season. Each one is worth, hang on, carry the two, $14,333.33. So, if you catch a foul ball off the bat of some random Arizona Diamondback this year when Scherzer is pitching, you were involved in a $14,000-plus transaction, my friend. Don't forget to tell the IRS. Speaking of the Arizona Diamondbacks, strangely enough, that's where Scherzer's pro journey began. The guy that grew up a Cardinals fan in Chesterfield, Missouri, about 20 miles west of St. Louis, was drafted in the first round, 11th overall by the Diamondbacks in 06, 4 picks behind his teammate of this past August through October, Clayton Kershaw. Scherzer was actually the 6th right-hand pitcher selected in that draft. The guys that went before him, Luke Hochever of the Royals, career WAR of 3.7, Greg Reynolds of the Rockies, career negative 1.5 WAR, Brad Lincoln of the Pirates, 0.4. Brandon Morrow was an 11.2. Tim Lincecum, decent career for sure, 19.5 WAR. Scherzer, so far, 67.1 and still going. Overall, 190-97, 3.16 ERA in his career for the Diamondbacks, Tigers, Nats, and Dodgers. Now, he is 37 years old, meaning a 3-year deal will take him right up until he's almost 40, but he's won more games with a lower ERA in his 30s than he did in his 20s. And I know he did scratch himself from the World Series Game 6 due to arm fatigue this past fall, but I don't think that's a big picture kind of concern. His career innings totals are 4th among active pitchers behind Zach Greinke, Justin Verlander, and John Lester. And look, even a slightly diminished Scherzer will obviously help the Mets, considering the injury questions they've got with DeGrom and Carrasco and Peterson and others. Scherzer and DeGrom would form one of the most potent duos in history at the top of this rotation. 5 Cy Young Awards between those two guys. Come playoff time, you're looking at a guy with a 3.2 October ERA, 2.3 since 2019. His teams have won 8 of the last 10 playoff games in which he's pitched. Obviously, the Mets have done this one before. They signed aging future Hall of Fame pitchers before this. They had Pedro Martinez and Tom Glavine in 06. Scherzer becomes the seventh multi-time Cy Young winner to pitch for the Mets, joining Glavine, Martinez, Brett Saberhagen, Johan Santana, of course, Tom Seaver, and DeGrom. So you look at this, Scherzer and DeGrom would be the seventh duo of multi-time Cy Young Award winners ever to pitch for the same team, same season. Scherzer and Kershaw just a few months ago. You go back to 08, the Mets had Pedro and Johan Santana. 05 through 07, it was Pedro and Tom Glavine. And then obviously with the Braves all those years, it was Glavine and Maddox. Scherzer's most recent deal, that was a 7-year, $210 million contract that was worth every penny for Washington for 6 2/3 years, and then the Dodgers for a third of the year. Just in that time, it was 6 All-Star appearances, 3 strikeout titles, a couple Cy Youngs, and a World Series. And he was third this past year for Cy Young. So you go back, before that deal was signed, he was offered $144 million to stay in Detroit. He said, no, I'll bet on myself. I think I'll have an amazing year and do better than that on the open market. It was risky, but he didn't sign for $144. He signed for $210. And now, obviously, he gets this. He was the only National League pitcher to average even 97 pitches per start the last 2 years, and he was actually at 101. Already the 3,000 strikeouts, already an 8-time All-Star, the 3-time Cy Young winner, we know that. But some other fun stats to swish around in your mouth. We said this heading into this past season. We looked at 3-pitch strikeouts. That's, to me, the most dominating thing you can do, is strike a guy out on 3 pitches. And since 2015, this was into this past season, Scherzer had 342 of those. Next highest, 229. And you know who had the 229? DeGrom and Carrasco. Now, that's quite a gap between gold and silver medal, is 342 and 229. But point is, if that's how we're defining dominance, if you can strike a guy out on 3 pitches, the Mets now have in the top 3 of their rotation the top 3 guys in baseball. Does Scherzer bear down? Yes. You go to 2020, he faced 27 batters while runners are either at first and second or first and third. He allowed 1 hit in those 27 times where he could have gotten got. Does he nibble? No. You go back to 2019, he allowed 7 4-pitch walks all year. Does he go after the lineup early? That same year, number 1 and 2 batters in the order scored 4 runs off him all year, 2 of them on home runs. 175 trips to the plate by the table setters. Those are the guys who are paid to get on base. 4 runs scored. And one more from that year. Definitely not one of those get him out after the second time through the order guys like a Blake Snell. Opponents batting average 3rd time through the order, 210. Worse than 1st and 2nd times through the order if you're the opposing batter. So he gets stronger, not weaker, as he goes along. And big picture, yeah, the 14 years of wear and tear might give you pause, but I don't see him slowing down. His ERA and WHIP from last season, both the lowest of his career. Pitchers losing their fastball is usually one of the first steps towards decline. And Scherzer has not lost the fastball. He's stayed right at around 94 miles an hour. The devious slider is still biting. How electric is it? Well, he didn't allow a home run off it all year in 2019. At a 172 batting average against it, not a single hit left the yard 2 years back. More questions before we get to Billy Epler. I know some of you wonder, what's up with that one brown eye, one blue eye thing? Max Scherzer has in common with Dan Aykroyd, Kiefer Sutherland, Mila Kunis, Kate Bosworth, and Alexander the Great, a totally harmless condition known as heterochromia. That's the one blue eye, one brown. And he and his wife got a dog with heterochromia too. I love that. And yes, the wife, Erica, was a pitcher on the University of Missouri softball team while Max was playing baseball there. They tied the knot in 2013 when Max was playing for Detroit. They now have 2 daughters and a son. In terms of Max's just pure theater out there, I've always loved to watch him just kind of snorting and snarling and storming around the mound. The ferocity, when he gets on a roll, he'll get the ball back from the catcher and start taking these long walks around the mound. If you see that, it's too late. You messed up. You absolutely have to get to him and score some runs early before he reaches that point, that zen. If he's out there strolling around, he's in the zone. And that's when the velocity will tick up. It'll be 93, 94 for the whole game. Then he starts going for those walks. All of a sudden, he's up to 98. If you let him get to that point, it's not going to end well for you. The Mets knew that all too well. It's when the 20 strikeout games and no hitters start happening. And in terms of wanting to stay out there, I love this quote from him. He says, you learn more about yourself after pitch 100 than you do in any of those first 100 pitches you threw. Not a lot of guys saying that these days. When it's not his day to pitch, the Nationals always said he led the team in bench chatter, yapping all the time, asking his manager questions, his pitching coach questions. Mike Maddux, the pitching coach, said when he was there, "My ears got tired. Sometimes I had to invent the need to go get a drink of water just to have some peace so that Scherzer wasn't talking my ears off." So I know Brody Van Wagenen came in as GM and immediately proclaimed his fourth place team as division favorites. He said famously, "Come and get us." Well, this time, "come and get us" seems a little closer to the pin, although that doesn't sound like something Billy Epler would say out loud. What does Billy Epler have to say about the signing?
So, you know, we started this this offseason, we set out to make a real impact to our club, and Max was at the top of our list. You know, in doing our work on Max, we came to learn that he has a special way of perceiving the game. You know, and in every sense of the word, he's a pro. But with Max, you know, he brings a relentlessness and an obsession to win into our clubhouse, and adds impact to a rotation with a lot of talent. You know, Max's mindset and his expectations are not static. It's not in his nature. And I think that that surrounding yourself with people like that, with high achievers, create standards. And it's infectious. He is, by every sense of the word, you know, he's an interior leader, a guy that values preparation and work and most importantly, competition.
All right, thanks to Billy Epler for his time. And seriously, the biggest thing with new ownership so far is they've gone from shopping at Costco to shopping at Whole Foods. No more hunting for bargains, no more value packs of ramen bought in bulk. They're doing gourmet shopping here. And it's kind of mind-blowing now that instead of DeGrom against Scherzer in a big series, it's DeGrom and Scherzer in a big series. And yes, the cost is incredible. $43 million a year for Scherzer. That's likely more than the Orioles and Pirates will spend on their entire opening day rosters. But this is not Baltimore, nor is it Pittsburgh. In the words of Alicia Keys, it's where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do. Now you're in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. Big lights will inspire you, etc., etc. I like me some Pittsburgh just fine, but Alicia Keys never sang about Pittsburgh, at least not to my knowledge. Great art belongs in a great museum. So welcome home to New York City, Max Scherzer. They ought to light up the Empire State Building tonight with one side blue and one side brown to match your eyes, big fella. All time at Citi Field, 10-2, 180 opponents batting average, and that no-hitter with 17 strikeouts just before the Mets went on to the World Series, of all things. Somewhat reminiscent of the Bob Moose no-hitter in September of 69, right before the Mets were off to what would ultimately be a trip to the World Series. Scherzer's no-hitter would have been a perfect game if not for a Yunel Escobar throwing error. Now, I wasn't around in the offseason of 04 and 05, but if you guys got super excited about Pedro Martinez and Carlos Beltran, I'm just wondering what all this feels like. Escobar and Canna, then Marte, then Scherzer. It had the ascending feel of the showcase showdown being revealed on Price is Right. First, you might win these oven mitts. Then, here's a jet ski. And next, a weekend trip to Cabo San Lucas. And finally, a new car. Adding Scherzer has upped the ante of expectations. And in the clubhouse, too. You better have your A game ready to match his competitiveness and work ethic and talent. Because one thing Max Scherzer does not do is suffer fools.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know we've all been burned by big contracts for big players before as fans. Jason Bay springs to mind. Even Cespedes. 5 years ago this week, the Mets gave Yoenis Cespedes the highest yearly salary ever for a position player. He got 4 years, $110 million. And in those 4 years, he played 127 games with a wins above replacement of 3. Yep, for $127 million, he got you less than one extra win per season. Was it worth it? No. So this time with Scherzer, we'll see. But how fun to unwrap this present heading into December. Warms the cockles over the winter months, especially if the game's about to get shut down for a month or two while all the squabbling goes on the labor front. Few more random notes to pass along before we wrap up. You might remember Max Scherzer started the All-Star game at Citi Field in 2013 against Matt Harvey. Did so as a Tiger. Chris Sale was the official winner of that game. Patrick Corbin, the loser, for you statistical freaks and just freaks in general. 31 home runs allowed in 2016, led the National League. He still won the Cy Young. I don't know how that's possible, but I guess when you have an ERA of around 2 and you're striking out a million people, that'll play. Mentioned he's a St. Louis native, attended University of Missouri, Big 12 Pitcher of the Year, his final season on campus. Latched onto a former Cardinals prospect by the name of Scott Boras as his agent before too long, and that has been a money-making marriage for both parties ever since. And, you know, kind of off in parentheses, a good relationship between Scott Boras and Steve Cohen is not a horrible thing. Ben McGrath, a really good writer, once did a deep dive piece on Boras for The New Yorker, and the author started it by saying that he had read a profile of Johnny Carson that was written in the 70s. Carson was a bigger star than most of the guests he had on, yet he was also in a position of subservience, had to promote their movies and playing straight man of their funny stories. He wasn't an actor or a musician or a writer or management. He was something kind of weirdly in between, a celebrity whose celebrity was hemmed into this tiny space of culture that barely overlapped with more traditional routes to fame. And the profile of Scott Boras is really similar. He's a middleman. He doesn't produce the game. He doesn't finance the game. He has no official power over the game. Yet, he's one of the most dominant and creative forces, and such a celebrity within the game that wherever he goes, people kind of jostle to pay their respects or trade anecdotes for scoops. Any kind of proximity you can get to Scott Boras is a great thing. He's a powerful agent, and now you're looking at a powerful owner, a powerful pitcher. They all got together a few days ago, and Mets fans are all better people because of it. Bottom line for now, guys, spending money is fun, especially when it's not yours. But it's no guarantee of success. That's my cynical finger point here. 2018 heading into 19, you might remember the Phillies spent $403 million, and they went from 80 wins to 81. They brought in Bryce Harper as the biggest fish. They brought in Andrew McCutchen, David Robertson. They gained one win. Go back to 2013 into 14. The Yankees spent $318 million. They went from 85 wins to 84. They brought in Jacoby Ellsbury, Masahiro Tanaka, Brian McCann, Carlos Beltran, signed all those guys, got one game worse. But I feel good about all this. And a reminder, this past week wasn't all gain. There was also some loss. Javi Baez signed with Detroit. And if Carlos Correa ends up there as well, that is, shall we say, a big thumbs up for Detroit. Noah Syndergaard and Aaron Loop went to Anaheim. Robert Gsellman was removed from the roster to make room for some of the new guys coming in. Steven Matz, the original target a week ago, to St. Louis, Max Scherzer's hometown of all things, proving that life's a great big circle. Or maybe it's a rhombus. Or maybe it's an elf named Rufus who burps amazing grace. Who knows what life is? But we do know that this new ownership is absolutely in it to win it. And as soon as there's a collective bargaining agreement, which would be nice, and as soon as somebody yells play ball, even if it's a robot, the Mets will open the season with Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer pitching back-to-back. If those two are healthy, this is Gooden and Darling. It is Seaver and Kuzman. So feel free to embrace the excitement. I mean, it's not Sean Markham and John Neese, just to pull two guys out of my butt. We're at the end. Feel free to tune in again next week. No time to introduce the house band. Got to get out of here, seriously. Monday, we'll come back with our usual fare, with a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a sit-down interview with one of the young Mets prospects who's been out in Phoenix in the Arizona Fall League. This is Josh Lewin. Welcome, Max Scherzer and company. Have yourself a wonderful week, guys. See ya.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.